Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. You are listening or watching Davin's Den, segment 3, Scamming Scammers. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We had a serious debate about pooping as we closed the last segment, so we certainly hope you listened to segment 2. All right, let's do some Scamming Scammers. Let's do that. All right, so I'm just having some issues with the app, so I am efforting to do that. So when we last spoke with Fake Davin and Michelle, Fake Davin revealed to Michelle, because they were talking about exes, they were talking about past relationships. And remember she had asked Fake Davin, I think, if he had ever had like a long-distance relationship? And and he, you know, it was painful, but he admitted he had been in a relationship with somebody who turned out to be a scammer. So, honestly, Fake Davin has been in many relationships with scammers. He kind of has an affinity for them.
But he has a target on his body someplace.
Yes, on his body someplace. But she took a very different tack. She said, "Yeah, you got to be careful." She started to try to educate me about people who appear to be in the military and try to bamboozle you, much like
this is really nice of her.
Yeah, my Sarge. So that's where we are with that. Now, just bear with me a couple of minutes. I'm trying to get this to where we need to. Oh God, I'm trying to get this to where we need. I'm about a little bit away. I'm sorry. I apologize. That's the problem with being on Hangouts.
Oh, because you have to keep scrolling and scrolling?
Yes.
You know what? Maybe that's part of the problem why they can't keep up with whatever story that they're trying to tell, is because they're just too lazy to scroll up and see what's been going on. They're just like, you know what? That's too much of a hassle. I'm sure nothing eventful happened.
I mean,
I'll just tell the same old bullshit.
That's a fair point, but I'm not asking them to do a deep dive. I'm asking them to look at what we talked about yesterday.
I know, but I mean, there's incredibly lazy, and
no.
Then there's scammer lazy.
Well, I mean,
they're not even they don't even want to go to work. They just want to sit home and draw the money off of vulnerable people.
Well,
they're scammer lazy.
Well, we just established that Craig Grant is not scammer lazy. I mean, you know, you can't hate the hustle with Craig Grant.
No, he worked to screw people over.
You gotta respect the game. All right, I am closing in on where I need to be. Just bear with me. I apologize.
I do not respect the game. Unless we're talking about the bouncy castles, and then I respect the game very much.
You respect the bouncy castle game.
You know what I respected more than the bouncy castles? I respected the banana bread.
Oh, that's right. She was making banana bread. Okay, I found out finally.
Yes,
she made the banana bread. You're absolutely right. She was selling banana bread and used panties. Don't forget that.
I forgot about that. Thanks for that little nightmare fuel.
So the last thing I said to her on March 1st was, you said you never told me about the relationship you thought was serious. She said she was in a serious relationship. So we're talking about relationships. This is March 2nd. Uh-huh. This is what she says. That is the part of thing which hurts so much. Then I get like a whole bunch of broken hearts. How could you been with wrong peoples? Nobody is perfect, but you should be very carefully. Okay? We got okay Michelle. We are dealing with okay Michelle. Because remember, we think we have two Michelles. So much like we had an okay Carolyn, we have an okay Michelle. Now remember, okay Michelle is not as lovey-dovey as regular Michelle. Remember?
No.
She goes, I understand exactly how it feels when someone you love broke your heart. I don't understand tense and a sentence structure, but I do understand when someone breaks your heart. She continues, well, even me, I have met a friend, him told me that him is from Maryland, but I don't know, N-O, that him was a fake ass trying to naked me. We might have to put that into our list of phrases, trying to naked me.
Trying to naked me.
No, Pip, no matter how nicely you ask, you will not naked me.
Trying to naked me.
Next time Joe sees Joe's girl, I wonder if he will try and naked her. She continues, who doesn't exist has been up 1 or 2 months now. Him promised me that him will takes good care of me, both when I got home, but at last I doesn't know, N-O, that everything which him have been telling me was a lie. Joking, playing all around with my feelings, couple broken hearts, bunch of sad faces. So basically through that was like she's been hurt too. I'm guessing this guy was not an English teacher, because I don't know how the relationship could have progressed.
Can I just add something?
Sure.
And I know that you guys are not conversant in this, but she speaks very much in the same cadence as LOL Cat.
Okay.
She speaks the same way that people who are obsessed with their cats, like myself, there's a little internet language that is used amongst cat aficionados called LOL Cat, and this
really?
Woman speaks LOL Cat.
Joe, close your ears. I'm about to say something offensive, or as we call them, retards. Anyway, let's move on. I know. Write me fucking letters. But really, really, are they not? I know it's a derogatory term, and it's not about the people who are. But if we're going to be derogatory, does this group not need our derogatory?
Listen, it's a different branch of nerd kingdom, and I totally own it.
Okay, let's move on.
I talked to our we have our cat Hattie McCatty at work, who is a baby, and I always thought to him, I go, whose tail is that? Who him need him food? I talk like that. Yep.
Okay, let's move
on. You speak LOL Cat.
Let's go.
Okay, Michelle does.
I go, I'm sorry, if I understand you, he was telling you things just to get you naked, but they were all lies, is that correct? She goes, yes, dear. Okay, I got the gist.
Okay.
I go, I'm sorry, Michelle, can you send me a picture as I have no idea what you look like? Not naked, just regular. Says, okay, and then she sends me a picture. What a beautiful looking woman. Can you see?
I can't see.
All right, well, it's a beautiful looking woman.
No, I can't say.
Well, if you were here, you could.
I believe you.
So I go, I'll show you. We'll see more pictures of her, I'm sure. I go, you are stunning. And then she sends me a bunch of emojis with hearts in the eyes and a kiss. I go, what is your first language? I think we're at the point where that needs to be established.
Yeah, because it's certainly not English.
No. And she appears to be like a Latin or Italian type of girl. Like she's got that olive skin.
Okay.
She goes, English, and I speak Spanish a little. And she goes, and you?
I swap that.
I go, you don't speak English like anyone I know. I studied English, and I know the different dialects. You can tell me. I won't judge you, Michelle. Yes, I've studied English. I am now a study of English. But this is not like any dialect I've heard.
No. This dialect is stupid.
Okay. It's no cat language, but we'll move on. She goes, you don't speak English like anyone. So she quotes me. She goes, a bunch of question marks. She goes, I don't get you. Man, that's right there. That's what I mean. She goes, I don't get you. I go, your way of speaking is not American English. She goes, maybe we are not same as you said. I may not even judge yours, too.
Oh, wait. So now she's going to turn around and say, your English isn't up to standard? Is that what she's fucking saying?
She might be. I go, hun.
Bitch.
I go, hun, I travel for a living. I know many regional dialects. I don't wish to disagree. I just feel more comfortable if I knew. I mean, I have to call. I mean, this is so bad. So bad. I'm trying to get to know this woman. She goes, you study English. That's so impressed for me. And that's what you supposed to ask me? If I also study English too? But you have already mentioned and judge. You have speak and answer at the same time. So she's saying I judge her.
That's actually pretty astute.
No. I am not judging her. I am judging her use of the language. Because it is like, it's like, this is not American English. This is some stupid shit right here. I go, not at all. Like I said, I have a past with online people. And to be honest, this is raising a red flag. I'm cool with being friends wherever you are from, but I must insist we start from a place of honesty. I think that's fair. It's fair. She goes, really? I go, yes. You could be from Africa or Eastern Europe or wherever, and I'm fine with it. Where'd you go? She disappeared. So,
No, then she stopped talking.
She did. And then
she was gone.
Then she came back. She goes, hi. I go, hi, baby. She goes, I have something to tell you because I don't give a shit about wasting my fuck time with unserious person. Uh-oh.
My fuck time.
Nobody wants to waste their fuck time.
Well, no, get right to it if it's fuck time.
I don't even know how we got there because I didn't even naked her yet. So I don't...
That's what I would tell her. I haven't even naked you yet and you're worried about fuck time.
Everybody's worried about fuck Don.
She has come back very aggressively.
Especially when you go to a 3-hour motel when your cock is on the clock.
Funny. I go, I'm listening. I go, I'm listening. She goes, at this moment, because I have guessed that you don't even have single trust by talking with me all this while.
All this while, how long has this been?
We are on March 2nd.
Trust is your vocabulary.
Yeah. This is March 2nd. We started talking on February 20th.
Okay.
I go, trust is earned over time. I'm trying, but I told you my past, which took some trust. I'm being open with her. I'm telling her about all my scam relationships. So she should be able to go, she should be able to allay my fears.
Yeah.
She goes, so it is better you keep off by texting me instantly of having two minds with me here, okay?
What did she say?
If I read it again, will it really make a difference?
Well, we're going to try.
So, it is better you keep off by texting me instantly of having two minds with me here, okay? Feel better?
Boy.
Exactly.
No, that wasn't good.
I go, okay, if that's what you wish. I thought we were building something together. I'm a bit surprised, to be honest. I guess you were unserious about me. She goes, I have something to tell you. So she repeats it again. She goes, I have something to tell you because I don't give a shit out by wasting my fuck time with unserious person. She goes, I hope you get me very clear. it would be a pleasure if I got you very clear. I'm trying. Nobody's getting you very clear.
It would be a relief to get you very clear.
And honestly, dear, it would be very clearly, because it's an adverb. It's enhancing the verb. But that's okay. We're not going to quibble. We're not going to quibble about adverbs now, hun.
No.
I go, yeah, you don't want to be friends. I get it. I thought you may be the one. Then I gave her crying emoji. Aw! Aw! It's not going well. She goes, I don't have any single time to hear proving myself to you, who doesn't have any sense of trust. Thanks you for your time, dear. Thanks you for your time, dear.
That's hysterical when she throws dear in there.
Yes, good day, sir.
I
Don't
said
fuck
good day.
Yourself, sir.
Dear.
So I said, well, I was hoping in time we could earn each other's trust. I guess it is good now that I see your temper and how impatient you are. I was hoping we could be the ones to heal each other's broken heart. I guess I never meant anything to you. But if I did mean anything to you, and you did want to be friends, and maybe more, perhaps we could try and fix things. It's up to you. That was March 2nd.
Yeah.
What do you think's going on with this?
You're getting sold.
Nothing back. She'll be back. She's still looking for money.
You think?
Yeah.
Now, up until this point, she'd been very good at writing diligently every day.
I don't think she can write diligently.
I don't think she can spell diligently.
No.
So, on March 4th, I go to Instagram. I'm off Hangouts. I go to Instagram because I'm thinking I might have fucked this up. And I know a year plus from now, my friends don't have confidence that I could keep this going. I know they've undervalued my ability a year plus from that, you know. So I am like, okay, let's see what we can do here. So March 4th. What do you think I write to her on March 4th? If I want to get this back on track.
I'm not sure.
All right. I think you're going to like this tact. Hey, Sarge, I got notice my Google account was hacked last week, and whoever did it was getting into fights with my contacts. I must have pissed someone off. Probably an ex-girlfriend, LOL. Anyway, if you wish to reach me, this may be the best way until I can secure everything. I have a tech friend helping me this weekend. Anyway, I hope you're keeping safe in Yemen. God bless you, and God bless America!
That's a good tactic,
Jake. That's really clever!
I sensed I might have gone too far, and I had to try and reset.
That's really great.
This old dog.
That's really great. I hope she fell for it.
Let's see. Does she fall for it? Let's go. Let's see. Where are we? Hold on. Forget. All right. Let's go to March 12th. She writes to me. On Hangouts, March 12th. She goes, sometimes I am very tired. I need someone to share my sadness and my happiness. All right. I go, hi, Sarge. It's nice to hear from you. I am sorry you are depressed.
Yeah.
She writes on March 14th, baby, just tell me that you don't have feelings for me again. I go, why would I say I don't have feelings for you? So I think we got original Michelle. And I think we're back. I think we're back.
It does sound like she bought it, and she's like, you know, trying to get back with you, like playing the, oh, you're going to have to woo me because I feel so sad that you're not with me.
I'll woo. I got a bit to do. I'm not too proud to woo.
Ain't too proud to woo.
Ain't too proud to woo. Yeah. So she... I wonder what she thinks of brown sugar. So she writes, yes, honey, is what I think because you don't have my time again. I wrote to you a while ago and you never responded. She goes, I didn't see it, sweetie. I think this is original Michelle.
Yeah.
I think okay, Michelle is done with me. We might have original Michelle.
Yeah. You got traded back. Awesome. That works better.
She goes, I didn't see it, sweetie. I go, okay, it was on Instagram. She goes, where are you right now? I go, in a hotel. Where are you? She goes, in my duty post now. And you? I go, a hotel. She's not much of a listener. She goes, okay. She goes, are you with who, honey?
Megan Trainor has two of those.
Duty posts.
Good one. Funny. She goes, okay, are you with who, honey? No, they won't play this joint. What are you doing? What are you doing in a hotel, sweetheart? Have you see what I'm saying? That's why you don't have my time again? Hello, honey, are you there? I go, I'm here on work. She goes, okay, that's good. I go, it is, but I've been sick. This is when I was with the fucking COVID. This is when I was this. So I'm in like Kentucky right now. She goes, it is, but I've been sick. She goes, I think that you were with a woman in a hotel room. So sorry, honey. Have you take drugs? I go, yes. I go, oh, yes, and her legs are wrapped around my waist at this very moment. And then I say ibuprofen.
Wait, what? What kind of fucked up thing is that to say?
Well, she says I'm with a woman, so I'm going to let her have that fantasy. And then I say ibuprofen. So this must be the day where I was actually getting better. This must be on the Saturday. She goes, you see? I go, huh? She goes, that's why you don't have time for me anymore. I laugh. I go, you accused me of something. So I just fed into it. She goes, what funny, babe? I go, do you always accuse people of being in a hotel room with a woman, or is that a reserve just for me? She goes, I don't accuse people. I go, so just me. Thanks. She goes, I said it because you don't have my time again. Yes, just you. I go, I don't know what you mean. You stop talking to me. She goes, because you don't have my time again. I go, what does that mean? I'm going to have to answer people.
English.
I'm going to have to answer people at some point down the road. What does this mean? She goes, it's because I'm in with you, but you don't care. Sorry, mistake. I go, I didn't even know we were together. When did this happen? She goes, it's because I'm in love with you, but you don't have time. I go, I had no idea.
Oh, that's funny.
I had no idea. Well, clue me in.
Last time, she didn't have time. No naked. Or, you know, I couldn't get her naked and unfuck serious person, but okay.
Don't you try to foolish her.
I will not. She goes, okay, but you have new now. I go, yes, I am caught off guard. She goes, okay. She goes, I go, so you can't be mad when I have no idea. She goes, baby, I love you, but you didn't love me. Why? What have I done to you? Yes, of course. We are finally getting the declaration of love after having a major blowout.
And it's and now it's your perfect chance to tell her it was the guy that hacked your account that said all that shit that you didn't love her.
Oh, I see no reason I see no reason to bring that up. Why would I bring that up? She's clearly on a different path. We would have no reason to bring up our fights.
No.
I go, you never told me you love me. This is coming out of nowhere. She goes, no, it's a lie. I go, don't call me a liar. She goes, I told you that on Instagram. Baby, I didn't call you a liar, please. I go, nope, not once. She never said she loved me. She goes, don't be mad at me. I go, I'm confused. She goes, baby, why are you confused? Just let me that you don't have feelings for me, okay, again. I go, because you've never expressed that you love me. I just checked Instagram. I did bump my head a few weeks back. Maybe I'm forgetting. Were we madly in love?
I bumped my head.
Sure, let's give this one a forgetting problem. Why not?
Why not?
He needs a problem that's going to be a problem for them. Let this fake Davin have a memory problem.
Oh, that's great.
She goes, baby, I told you on Instagram that I will like to be your friend if you don't mind. And you said, okay. I go, yes, that I recall. She goes, okay. I go, but our romance is fuzzy. Tell me about it, babe. She goes, but you try to make me a liar. I go, no. She goes, okay. I go, I recall our friendship. She goes, okay, that's good. I go, I don't recall our romance, but I told you I hit my head, so things are fuzzy. I mean, if you were my girlfriend, then I'd love to know this. I mean, let's just cut to the chase. She goes, please.
If you're my girlfriend, I'd love to know.
I need to know.
But you're actually writing with it because she's going, well, you're my boyfriend. So I'm like, okay, that's news to me. But if you're a girlfriend, let me know. I mean, you're playing along to it.
Sure. I'm a gentleman. She goes, please, please, can you love me like I do to you, sweetheart? I go, I'm sure I could, but please, baby, tell me about our love. Baby, please, what have I missed? And now you are silent. And
what have I missed?
And now you are silent. And I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Pretending not to remember. That's great.
Oh, because it never happened.
It's like it's setting her up to tell you how they fell in love and stuff.
I can't be the only one who writes for this show. I'm going to need some help.
She could just make up anything.
Yeah, right.
Deb's loving this.
So it would seem like the relationship ended, but I got it back on track, and now I might have a girlfriend. So,
yes, but you were.
I went from friendship.
Why did that swing around?
I went from friendship to on the outs to a relationship.
Yeah,
that was quite the roller coaster.
Well, this ain't my first fake romance. All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ. We certainly appreciate
it. Thank you, Russ.
Sensei Russ, thank you very much.
Sidesplitting Productions for all your comedic and comedy needs. A fundraiser, a private party, a restaurant, all sorts of stuff. A roast, go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call us 551-404-3094. Joe, where will you be?
Yeah, well, we're finishing up a little early tonight, so I'm going to be on Chrissy Mayer's podcast at around 10 o'clock. I should have that link up as soon as I get it. Also, on Friday, I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club, 10:15 show up the upstairs room. Go to BroadwayComedy.com to find out for information on that. Also, on Saturday, I'll be at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club doing the 5:30 show. Go to GreenwichComedyClub.com for the information on that.
What is that, an Evan Weiss joint?
It most certainly is.
Are you headlining that, I hope?
So he tells me, but he shows him as the headline. I don't care. I just want to get in the door. Nice early show. Get done. I'll get home by 9 o'clock.
Sure. A man of your age should be in bed and nestled away nicely at early in the evening. I agree. All right. Well, look at Joe. Joe's double showing tonight. That's what Joe's doing. And we're not finishing early. We're actually doing shit on time. See what happens when you let me end the fucking segment when I went to? That's how this shit works. All right.
What do you want? Lemmings to just sit there and nod their head?
Yes. No, I'm saying when I'm moving on, let me move on. Before then, have at it. I don't give a shit. Say all you want to say. What's Pip's eyes just crossed? All right. Friday.
What? It looked like Joe had a bloody nose or something. I was like, what's going on?
No.
No, that's...
Okay.
That's just period ink on your fucking monitor. That dummied her up. All right, let me do my plugs
that
now.
That was disgusting, but kind of funny.
Definitely funny. And it worked. It got her to fuck. It got her to stop talking so I could get to my plugs. That's how you got to do it. You got to give her the period humor. And the best part, Joe, is when she soils the chair in a few minutes, as she often does during this fucking segment, I don't got to clean up the mess. So it's a win for your pal. All right. Friday, October 22nd and Saturday, October 23rd, I'll be Laughing Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie, New York. Laughing Up Comedy Club, Poughkeepsie, New York. For tickets, call 845-418-3989. Sunday, October 24th, I'll be in Naugatuck, Connecticut at the 585 Main Bar and Grill. For tickets, call 203-903-6538. Look at that. Fucking 3 dates in a fucking week. When was the last time that happened for me? Has not happened. All right. Very good. Joe has another podcast. This is a right-wing one, so he'll be hailed a hero, as Joe likes to be. They will bow to Joe's opinion and say, my word, that man is on point! And that is what Joe is looking for.
Also, speaking about Laughing Up Comedy Club, we got to do a Davenstein night there, because he's a great guy that runs it. And I was actually thinking of trying to get into that show, but we should call him and do a Davenstein night, you and I.
All right. Well, this is my first week. This is the first time I'm working for them. So let me get past this weekend, okay?
Okay. No, he's a good guy. Really good guy.
All right. He is a good guy. Very good guys. Very good guys. All right. Thank you all for listening. Joe put up the link for his next appearance momentarily. But I think it's a pay link. I think you have to be a member of the compound. So go do that quickly so you can hear Joe's pearls of wisdom. Thank you all for listening live. Thank you all for listening on the podcast and replays. We certainly always appreciate that. Got a new show next week, and then I think we're off for a couple weeks. But we definitely have a show next week. Maybe Pip will be here. That would be nice. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.